This is the Speaker Scoop, a behind-the-scenes weekly podcast with Washington House Speaker Lori Jenkins. The House Democratic Caucus budget team is drafting a budget proposal that will be rolled out next month. Unlike previous years when we've had a revenue surplus going into session, this year things are different and lawmakers will have to close a shortfall. Republicans are saying we got here because of overspending. Speaker Jenkins, what insight do you have for listeners about the current shortfall, how we got here, and what options are there to balance the budget?
Well, I think we're going to have a very challenging budget year this year. We're at least $12 billion out of balance in our budget, meaning that we don't have enough revenues to keep doing all the programs that we're currently doing. This is not about adding anything new or planning to do anything new. This is just about carrying forward the programs that we're already doing, food nutrition programs, health care for poor people, mental health care, housing, higher education, things like that. One of the really big challenges for us is, you know, very appropriately, we have to fund basic education, and I think that's both a constitutional obligation and a moral obligation that we have. But basic education cannot take any cuts this year, nor would we be constitutionally allowed to do it if we wanted to. We don't want to do that. So between things like basic education and our Medicaid program, which pays for health care for the poorest people in Washington state, those are required programs, and they take up about 80% of our budget. So any reduction that we have to do comes in the other 20%. That other 20%, as I said, has things in it like our higher education system, our funding for human services, our funding for many health care services, for public health services, for long-term care. All of those things are in that 20%. So when you have a large dollar amount where you're out of balance and you have to capture savings in just a few areas, it means that the cuts could be very, very big in those areas. We have heard from some that this is just a spending problem. That's not the way I've looked at it, and I don't think that's what the data supports. One of the big critiques, this will get a little bit wonky, but one of the big critiques is that we have always presumed about a 4.5% revenue growth every year as we're projecting out what revenue we'll have. So one of the strange things in Washington State is that we don't have to balance our budget just every year. We have to balance it as a legislature over a four-year period. It's not that hard, actually, to project costs over 4 years. Sometimes you see costs go up really high in unexpected ways, and we have seen that with inflation. But the thing that is really unpredictable is revenue growth. If you take the average over the last decade in Washington State, we've had revenue growth as high as almost 11%. In some years, and as low as about 2% in other years. But on average, over the last decade, our revenue growth has been about over 6.5%. So to presume that it would be at 4.5% when you don't really know for sure what's gonna happen is actually a pretty low average to take, considering our 10-year average has been over 6.5%. And that's actually, we've passed some new taxes during that time. That's if you take all those new taxes even out of the revenue forecast and just go back to basically sales tax and property tax. So I don't think it's a fair criticism that this is all about spending. I think our other big challenge is that our tax structure is very, very regressive. So most of the revenue that comes into Washington State is paid by poor people and working families because our sales tax is very regressive. And when things like inflation happens and when those families feel like they don't have a lot of room to be able to buy things, our revenue goes down. One of the things that we really have to make sure that we continue to do is to make sure that we build a much more fair tax structure so that everybody in this state is paying their fair share. And that is something that I think will help us have a much steadier, more predictable revenue stream into the future. So that's my wonky take on this question for the day. And I love it when I get the chance to wonk out just a little bit.
Washington House Speaker Lori Jenkins, we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Jen.